Good morning and welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, the show that connects you with the topics and issues and people that are important to you. Two very important people are here today. I am very excited to have them here from the Old Colorado City Association. President of the association, Chef Franco, is here. Hello, Chef.
Hello, how are you? How you doing?
I'm good. How are you? And former president, but still very important on the association, Julie Fabrizio is here. Hello.
Good morning.
How are you guys today?
Great.
You're doing great.
Thank you so much for coming in. And we were just kind of talking. We're going to talk about all the happenings in Old Colorado City, but it is so vibrant over there.
Oh, it's beautiful. I mean, you know, it's such a great little shopping area. Not only is it a historic district, and every building tells a story from, like, you know, the 1800s and the original pioneers and the settlers and stuff. But, you know, there's great restaurants, of course, my restaurant, and
yes,
then some shops. And, you know, places to do. And then there's things like to discover that you've never seen. Like, you could, you know, Michael Garman has that whole little magic tower.
Yes.
And then the Simpich has puppet shows and stuff like that. So there's so many things to do within there. So, I mean, you know, things that you can't do from shopping online. It's, you come down there and it's an experience. And you should really get out and create an experience for yourself by walking around and discovering all the stuff that Old Colorado City has to offer.
And what we're going to do is we're going to talk about coming up, what is happening in Old Colorado City for the holidays. But first, let's talk about both of your businesses, Chef Franco, Barofaccini's Italian Bistro, and Sopra Antipasto Wine Bar. And we were just talking about how long we've known each other.
Yeah,
do we really want to admit that?
I think I met you like when you were 16 years old. I think, you know? You're like 16 years old, a blonde bombshell, you know. That's when we first met. That's what to tell people.
Yes. Yeah. And then I love that you picked Old Colorado City to set up your restaurant.
You know, I would never have it anywhere else. I mean, it's just been great to me. I'm so blessed and fortunate that, you know, the whole neighborhood gets behind me. We're a neighborhood restaurant. We have a lot of regulars from the neighborhood that enjoy walking. And the merchants are unbelievable. Like, they're everybody there. I have Julie's like the Christmas queen to me every time.
Yes.
And she was a past president. So, like, every time I have a question, I call her like the Kung Su the area. I says, hey, Julie, what am I supposed to do with this? You know? She hasn't told me figure it out yet. She's been pretty helpful. So that's
Did you newly take over as president?
Yeah. I think about 6-9 months now, maybe.
That's great.
Yeah. So Julie did it for 9 years.
Wow,
so we had to give
Julie.
Her a break.
Well, and if you don't know, Julie Fabrizio is the owner of the Holly Leaf. And Julie, the Holly Leaf has been in your family for how long now?
We figure around 32 to 33 years.
That is amazing. And we were just, Julie and I were looking at each other because I frequent your store quite a lot.
Thank you.
And you guys moved to a new location. If you don't know, you guys moved to a new location just down the street.
Correct.
From where you were. And then you remember my last visit because I was like, wait, where'd they go? And something just said, keep walking. And then there you were. And I walked in. And I was like, yay.
For you to find us.
Yeah. Where are you guys at now?
2522 West Colorado Avenue.
So right there at 25th and Colorado, right in that area.
Yes.
Yeah.
Just 60 doors from where we, or 60 steps from where we were.
That's fantastic.
So we did it out.
And has Holly Leaf always been in Old Colorado City?
Yes, ma'am.
That's a great, perfect location, isn't it?
Long-term.
She was 16, too, when it started.
Yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because our family owned property in Old Colorado City, and my mom and dad grew up in there. So we're old-time West Siders.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And you said that you guys are, of course, with the holidays, super busy right now.
Yes. Yes. We're very thankful for the support from the city and people bring their out-of-town people during the summer. It's just amazing.
It is. Okay, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about all things that are happening in Old Colorado City, including Santa Claus and getting Santa Claus's home.
Yeah.
Put back together, right?
That's
rebuilt.
That's right.
So we have more with Chef Franco and Julie Fabrizio next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. We're talking with the Old Colorado City Association President. Chef Franco is here from Barofaccini's Italian Bistro and Sopra Antipasto Wine Bar. All in one location, right, Chef?
Yeah.
If you have not been in,
you
need to go. I mean, the reservations, you need reservations.
Yeah, open table, Barofaccini's.com, cheffranco.com. You know, you could get reservations.
How long are you kind of guys booked out? Yeah, he's like,
no. Call right now. Get in tonight. Whatever you want.
So
call
right
me
know
the owner. Tell me know the owner.
I love it. And Julie Fabrizio from Holly Leaf are here. And they're talking about Old Colorado City. And let's talk about Bancroft Park because, of course, it went through some sadness.
Yeah, you know, it's one of those things. It went through some sadness, but it was also, you know, silver lining clouds, you know, look at the good things, because it went through the fire. The band shell's all new and improved. And, you know, it has great opportunities to have live concerts in the park. And then the rest of the park's getting renovated as well, including that cabin, which I believe is one of the oldest structures in Colorado Springs.
I think you're right.
I failed history. That's why I'm a cook. You know, I didn't do good in history. But, you know, and so the park's going to get, you know, updated bathrooms, a little children's playground area, thanks to Colorado's, the foundation, OCC Foundation. And so, like, the whole park is going to be kind of brought back and updated, including the cabin. So, and the cabin's going to get, you know, what it needs to get to be viable and functional.
So the band shell's all done, but the cabin is still working on
The cabin's still working on it. The restrooms are still working on it. The total, there's going to be a little place for sidewalks and meet and greeting areas and all that other stuff. So it's going to come up to the 21st century, I guess. Is that where we're in?
But still keeping the historic
aspect. Historic aspect as best as
I
can. Yeah,
I think you're right. I think it's one of the oldest
buildings.
Yeah. In our area. So
I walk by, I read that placard every day. You think it'd stick in my head.
But the cabin was Santa's house.
It was his house. Right? His house is under renovation. Yes.
His house is under renovation.
It needs a power upgrade. You know, we take pictures with Santa and needed Wi-Fi, unfortunately.
Santa needs Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi
so he could check the naughty and nice list. I think, Robin, you're on the nice list. I'm not too sure.
So where is Santa at right now? Because you guys are doing pictures every weekend, right?
He's in the corner of 28th Street, 28th in Colorado. You'll see all the decorations. You'll see his sled out front. And that's just a temporary thing for him this year. Hopefully next year the cabin has enough power and electricity and he could come home, because, you know, it definitely lends itself better to the Old Town Christmas pictures. But still great pictures with Santa every weekend. You know, go down there and shop. I don't want to, like, say the word don't go to the malls. But
don't go to the malls.
That wasn't me. You know, just take a picture with Santa down there and support local, because your money stays local.
Right.
People need to understand that. Your money stays local. We pay taxes as business owners. We collect sales tax and we pay sales tax. And that sales tax money is used to improve the improve your city.
Right.
You know, when you're throwing money out online or in corporate stores or corporate restaurants, your money doesn't stay here. Your taxes doesn't stay. It gets all distributed and, you know, profits and stuff. Local business owners love to spend money in local businesses.
Right.
And so, I mean, you know, the guy who owns some chain restaurant out in Texas isn't coming here and spending money to help our community.
Right.
So keep your money close and in your community. Think about that next time you push a button. You know, do I really want to push a button, or do I want to go downtown and support some local businesses, either downtown, Old Colorado City? But just no matter where you shop, just think about the local guys who always put money back into this community.
Well, and Julie, for Small Business Saturday, mm-hmm. I'm sure for Old Colorado City, I mean, it was just a huge event this year.
It was a blast.
Was it?
Oh,
lots of people.
People and people love being with other people that are happy and out enjoying shopping, having fun. And so the neighborhood was just a buzz. I mean, you could just go outside and feel the electricity.
Right.
It was awesome.
Which is incredible. Mm-hmm. And we know that we're seeing in Old Colorado City, you've got some more established businesses,
yes,
like yours,
uh-huh.
but also a lot of new ones coming
yes,
in, aren't
ma'am.
There?
Yes,
are they
ma'am.
Are seeking out Old Colorado City?
I believe they are.
Yeah.
I think that people are recognizing what we have down there as a unique, fun shopping area that they can't get
anywhere else. Because you could park in one spot and mm-hmm. just walk.
Yes. Yeah, and speaking of parking, it's free on Saturdays during the holidays all the way up to Christmas.
Uh-huh.
The city has graciously shut down the meters.
And so this is on Saturdays and Sundays?
Saturdays and Sundays.
For the holidays.
And plus we have parking lots that are also free. So, you know, free parking is something that's pretty unique to Old Colorado City as far as, you know, getting out, shopping, locking up, and walking around.
Well, you know, I'm a native, and one time I did not realize, and I was like, well, I'm going to go park in what? I never parked in one of the parking lots, right? Mm-hmm. And I was like, look at this in your little alley, and it just takes you and drops you right on Colorado. And I was like, wait a minute. how did I not know this?
So, right? I got to tell you a funny story. When I first parked out here, I spent 20 minutes walking around looking either for an attendant or the machine to put your money in because I'm from East Coast.
Right. Where you pay for everything.
Doesn't
yeah.
exist.
Right.
So I'm walking around looking for either.
In the parking lot?
In the parking lot. Yeah. Either looking for a guy to hand money to or where to put the money in for the machine and get the ticket until I turned around and saw the sign that said free parking.
I think I did the same thing too. Like, wait, free parking?
Yeah, where do you see that? Oh, Colorado City.
Yeah, well, that's great that it's freed for Christmas.
You know, and you talk about the shops. I mean, there's a little bit of everything. I mean, there's galleries that, you know, study art galleries and then local galleries. There's places to visit. There's shops. You could get nuts. You could get handmade soap. Mm-hmm. Lots of dining options. Chocolates.
Did I say chocolates?
Chocolates. Christmas ornaments. Forget about it. They got the Christmas queen over here.
I love it.
Right? You don't got to go buy your ornament online. You buy it right over there from Julie. And then she spends money in my restaurant. Then I spend money in your store. And then, you know, just keep some money. I can't stress that enough. Just keep the money together, guys. Don't spread it out. Don't thin our city out.
Absolutely.
You know, and so there's so much things, like tons of great restaurants. I mean, I own a restaurant down there, but every restaurant down there is fantastic. I mean, you got tons of great restaurants. They got live music in some of those restaurants. Mother Muffs does live music, and so does Front Range Barbecue. I mean, so you can actually go down there and create an experience for not a lot of money. Like I said, you park free, you walk around, you look in the shops, you go in there, you spend a little bit of money here and there, you go in and eat. You could be there all day, eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
I was going to say, you guys could do a walking tour of, like, a food tour.
Yeah, and also, not only that, there's a walking app that from the Historic Society, because we are a historic district, and you could see, like, back in the 1800s, this was the old original opera house, and you look at it and you go, oh yeah, I could see that, and you look at the difference between the picture then and there, hasn't changed much, but, you know, if you're a history buff and didn't fail history like I did, you could you could actually, like, enjoy, like, something more than just shopping. It's all about creating experience. I say that at my restaurant. I said, you get spaghetti and meatballs at about 100 restaurants in this town, and some of them are pretty good. But what kind of an experience are we going to create for people to draw them back
when they come in?
You know, when they get in. So, I mean, you know, everybody in this shop either has worked for them a long time or is an owner, and they really care.
Right.
So you want to deal with somebody who really cares when you come in and you go, well, you know, I need this, but it's not this and it's not that. And they're going to actually spend 20 or 30 minutes with you trying to find the exact right thing you're looking for,
right,
rather than just say, we don't got that, see you later.
Right.
You know, because these people care, because they own the place.
Right.
They take care of you. You know, that's the experience of old Colorado City. Is the shop owners, you know, 99.9% of them work in their shops every day, and they want to see you leave with something. So they're going to take care of you more than any click of a button will.
Okay, we're going to have to take a quick news break, and when we come back, we'll have more with Chef Franco and Julie coming up next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. And welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Excited to kick off the week talking with Chef Franco and Julie Fabrizio from the Old Colorado City Association. Holidays in full swing in Old Colorado City. And we were kind of talking before the break, you know, new businesses coming in. People are very attracted to the Old Colorado City, aren't they, for their businesses?
Yes, ma'am.
Because the traffic is there.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so what are some of the new businesses that you guys are seeing come in into the neighborhood?
We have several, a new art gallery on 26th Street that's part of the Febras. It's called The Side Door, and they have a whole art gallery upstairs. We have the Urban Boutique, which is a new women's clothing store.
Wobbly Olive.
Wobbly Olive Restaurant. Karen's is a gluten-free bakery with organic foods on 25th Street in Cacheras. Franco,
the pupusa place. Yeah, it's a great little, like, comfort food and stuff like that.
Well, and that's the one thing though. Yeah. If you don't know some of the, like you said, like, some of the stuff is, you don't know. If you don't know, you don't know where it's at, and it's because that's how fun Old Colorado City is.
Exactly. Yeah.
And there's tons of great little neat little things to do besides just shopping. You know?
Absolutely.
Like our tagline: shop, dine, discover. There's tons of stuff to discover. I mean, there's a history center. There's, like I said it before, that Michael Garman's Magic Town. It's really magical. In the Simpich, they have puppet shows, and they show you the history of shows. You could walk right by these places and never even know they're there. But then, like, you know, you walk into that history center. It's over behind Kukaroo's across the street from the park, and it, you know, it's like, oh my God, I didn't realize this. This, you know, yeah. this, yes. the dry side and the wet side, and the tunnels that run underneath old Colorado City.
Yeah, the tunnels, yeah, and they do the tours because, every year, yeah, right? Have you guys been down there?
I've been in a tunnel entrance, but I haven't been. I don't know if the tunnels even. Some of them they've been closed off. I always said, if there was a bank across the street from my building, I would relive the tunnels, but there's not.
But, that is so funny.
Yeah, no, but, you know, so there's, like, history about how on one side of the road was all the respectable business owners, and on the other side of the road was all the brothels and saloons. I believe it was Couture's, which was called Brothel Row.
Yes.
So
I did not know
so
that.
So the respectable gentleman didn't want to be seen crossing the street or leaving the saloon drunk with some woman on his arms. And so they went underground, under the tunnels, so they wouldn't be seen acting, you know, kind of foolish. And so they went and got their drink on and met some ladies at a night and then went back and crawled back under the tunnel.
I did not know that.
So if you stopped in the History Center, all that information's right there. So it's like, you know, you could take your kids and learn about, you know, what it used to be like down here. And, you know, believe me, I watch these shows on Pioneers. It wasn't an easy time. But, you know, when you look at the history, they made the best out of it. I mean, what used to be the dance hall, there was a big dance hall down here where, you know, they'd get together and have dances and stuff.
I think
like
that's
that.
Where Mother Muff's was.
Yeah.
Exactly. Was the dance hall.
Yeah. Yeah. And then Wobbly Olive was a saloon originally, and it still is a saloon, you know. And so you could see, like, my building was the first general store. And upstairs was minor rooms. So they get downstairs and get all their supplies. Upstairs were 8 rooms
that's
and one
incredible.
Bathroom. And if you come in there, I left everything the way it was. I just, you know, turned it into a restaurant. But you could see the floor partitions where the room were. And you could see chimney holes in the side of the building for little chimneys. They all had a little stove, wood-burning stove and a bed.
That's incredible.
And stuff like. So there's, like, a lot of history down there. Forget about the shopping and the great places to eat and stuff. If you're a history buff or you like to know what happened when, that's a great place to go. Start with the visitor center, then walk around. Shopping. They have a book down there that explains all this stuff. You go, oh yeah, here's a store. Let me go see if I could see where a tunnel is. You know, there are a couple stores that you could see the tunnel entrance, and they show them off like once a year, but...
But they're not going to let you in the tunnels, probably.
No.
Yeah, Julie's like, no.
The tunnels got caved. Most of them got caved in when they took out the trolley tracks, is what I understand. Again, I fail history, so I don't know. But that's what I've been told.
And Julie, do you know the history of where you're at?
Actually, I do. And a lot of Colorado Springs people will know when I say it was Shock's Hardware prior to us having the store. It was Shock's Hardware. And then prior to that, it was actually a Chinese laundry.
That's incredible.
I know. I mean, that is just amazing.
Well, and like you guys were saying, there's a walking tour app too, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So when you have friends, family's going to start arriving this week.
Yeah.
And grab them, go for a tour.
And if they need a place to stay, there's beautiful bread and breakfasts down there. And a lot of Airbnb or VBROs are popping up.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them on the west side right now. I mean, you could actually put your people up where you don't even have to entertain them because they could wake up and get their own breakfast, you know, either in a bed and breakfast or one of our local restaurants. And you could sleep till noon and go, hey, I'll meet you down there.
Yeah.
Instead of like having to wake up at 8 and cook them breakfast. So
right.
That's a
Just
great
be
place
like, here,
to put,
stay
you know,
here.
Stay here. I'd put you up in my house, put the kids' room, throw some paint on the wall. We're really remodeling, but there's a great place in old Colorado City.
Chef Franco, you have it all figured out.
I'm talking from experience or nothing like that.
I know. But now the one thing that we haven't discussed is the fact that there is a place down there that has a rooftop hot tub.
Oh, in the room. Yeah,
that is
one of the bed and breakfasts?
Yes, it's the Old Town Guest House.
Yeah, Old Town
is
Guest
it really?
House.
Yeah.
Oh, see,
and
I drive by that
they
every day.
They got rooms with hot tubs overlooking the
area.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to... I'm
not a place to put mom and dad unless you... You know.
Well, and here's a funny story. Well, maybe not funny, but David Simpich used to be my drama coach.
Well, there you go.
See? But I tell you, I went in there.
I've
been in old Colorado City 15 years. And I went in there for like the first time not too long ago. And I was amazed because I walk by it every day.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just a place that, you know, sewed dolls. Why would I go in there? And then I saw all these, what do you call them?
Marionettes.
And they have little visions of how they started and when they, and I was in awe of.
It's amazing.
This is right here. And I never see, I walk by it every day. These guys will tell you, I walk by every day. It's my only form of exercise. Walking old Colorado City and smoking a cigar. Two birds, one stone. So, you know, but when I did go in there, I was like amazed. So, you know, for people who just come down to old Colorado City and be amazed, because there's so much stuff, history, great shops, you know, great places to eat, fun things to do. Put your relatives up in a B&B or an Airbnb or, you know, one of the local things. If you want to put mom and dad up with a hot tub, they got that old town guest house over there.
I did not know they had a hot tub there.
Your mom and dad be calling you and say, hey, you know, noon doesn't really work for us. Come by it too.
They'll be like, maybe we'll see you sometime.
We're not getting out of this hot tub.
Don't come.
Hey, we're not coming over.
Things to do. I don't want to be a burden. We're in a hot tub.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to find out exactly when you can see Santa Claus in Old Colorado City. And we'll have more with Chef Franco and Julie coming up on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio from the Old Colorado City Association. We're talking with President Chef Franco. Hello, Chef Franco.
Hey, how you doing?
And we're talking with Julie Fabrizio. Yes. And, of course, Chef Franco has a pair of Vincini's, Italian Bistro, and Sopra Antipasto Wine Bar. Wow, I did that really good, didn't
I? You did good.
I did good.
You're hired.
Thank you. And then, Julie, of course, Holly Leaf. If you have not been in the Holly Leaf, stop by. Been in your family for, what, 30-plus years now? Ma'am. Which is amazing. Mm-hmm. And you just taught me something, Julie. I did not. I was talking about the little alleyways that you find scattered throughout Old Colorado City if you have not seen them. I did not know they were horse alleys. What does that mean?
Well, back in the day, they had to get behind the buildings.
They were horse alleys.
They would ride their horses right through there.
That's crazy. I'm going to go get a horse and do that.
Some of them are stores now. So you have to kind of ride your horse through a store. Hey, who's going to stop you?
Right?
You're like a celebrity. They're going to be like taking pictures, putting on Instagram.
Like, look what Renee did.
Yeah, Renee was in my store on a horseback. Warrior princess. Come on, let's do it. I'll help you.
I love it. You arrange the horse, I'll come down.
I got you.
Let's just all go on a little horse riding
there
tour.
I think we
should do that. So for folks who normally go to Old Colorado City to get their photos with Santa, not to panic. He is not at the cabin right now.
No.
Because his little home there at the cabin is
under remodel.
It's under remodel.
Fixer-upper.
So not to panic. Santa Claus is still in town. Did you like that?
Yes.
It's coming.
Oh, that was kind of that. Yeah, he's like still that? In town. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
so over, where is Santa located?
He's
at
over
right
here.
Now?
He's over here. He's over on 2725 West Colorado Avenue.
So next, over by 28th, kind of like halfway
right next
between.
To the Diamond Shamrock.
Okay.
On that side of the road. He's there every Saturday and Sunday. He'll be there on Christmas Eve as well. You get pictures, one for 10, two for 15, three for 20. We do take credit cards. We do not like to have pets on Santa's lap.
So this is not this.
No,
Santa's
not,
like, you know.
Yeah, no, I'm here for the kids, not for the dogs. That's
he's allergic.
And I think, he's got an allergy.
Yeah.
And then I think, hopefully, if it's working right now, 90%, 99.9% of the time it works, you could actually make a reservation online so you can just show up and before you shop and go ahead and do that. And
now, you guys get a lot of questions about the carolers. You have strolling carolers, right?
Yeah.
But that was Small Business Saturday.
Yeah.
So
you
may have missed. We missed that.
We should have had us on sooner. Come on.
I'm sorry.
You know, you got us over here.
You know, the schedule is a little busy.
You know, not for nothing, but I mean, everybody's over here. You're popular. Everybody wants to be with you. I mean, you know, I could say, you know, I was like, I know her.
I like
her.
Hanging out with you guys. Yeah. So it's awesome. That's why
I know her.
This.
She's our friend.
So go ahead, and it sounds like a lot of the restaurants in Old Colorado City have some great, fantastic holiday things going on.
A lot of people got specials. Okay. Not only restaurant, a lot of stores. You could go to our website, shopoldcoloradocity.com, and just see, you know, there's special offers online. And just walk through. Some stores are offering free gift wrapping, and others are, a lot of restaurants have some specials going on. I don't want to make this a Piravicini plug, but I will. Piravicini's has specials.
Guess what? Julie's gonna talk about.
And then I'm going to shut up and just pass it over to the Christmas queen, because it's Christmas and everything Christmas is about her store and keeping clean. She got great soap over there, too.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
She got this soap and porter from Italy.
Yeah.
That, you know, it's got olive oil infused, I believe, and like fresh lemon and stuff like that. It's unbelievable.
So nice. Well, of course, the first thing I asked Julie was, okay, so this black Christmas tree trend.
Yeah.
Do you guys have those?
Actually, we don't. We think they're very special because black is such a basic color to decorate off of.
Yeah. It would not go with my decor, though.
Yeah. I know. It just sort of depends on your style.
Right.
Yeah. And we're kind of a red and gold and green kind of store, so.
There you go. Yeah.
Gold goes good with black, though.
So. Yes, it does. So. Well, and Chef Franco, I heard you lost decorating decorating duties this year. They were pulled from you. Is that right?
I'm Italian. We throw tinsel all over the place. Every ornament till the tree falls down. You know, we got like the Madonna and the whole nativity scene underneath there. And I was told I'm not in charge of decorations this year.
Imagine so no that. More decorating
Oh, it's all classy now. You come in, it's all kind of Design Works over there. And they're on the West Siders over there. Design Works came in and told me that I am not allowed to decorate.
For the holidays.
Yeah, so I don't know. But it looks beautiful now. I mean, we're all ready for Christmas parties. We had a lot of them coming in and stuff like that. We had a little more room during the week if you want to look for a place for your holiday party. But the whole street is decorated for Christmas. All the lights are up, and every shop owner has their own little store front little decorations going on. So, yeah, Old Colorado City is the place to be this Christmas.
That's fantastic. And, again, go to shopoldcoloradocity.com, right?
Yes.
Yeah. To see what each shop or restaurant is doing and find out what's happening. You guys are fantastic. I appreciate you guys coming in. Happy holidays
to
you guys.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Thank you for coming in. And of course, make sure you go see Chef Franco.
I'm over here.
And go see Julie. Stop by and say hi. And again, tell everybody, Julie, where you guys are.
2522 West Colorado Avenue.
Okay, don't get scared like I did when you guys moved. I walked up and I said, what?
Where did Christmas
go?
They moved the cabin and the Christmas store.
It was.
Everything's falling apart.
They ruined Christmas.
Something just said, keep walking. So I kept walking and I literally walked in. I was like, I found you.
They ruined Christmas.
Well, you guys are incredible. Thank you so much for coming in. And again, you can go to shopoldcoloradocityright.com and see everything that is going on. We love it. Thank you guys for coming in this morning. And then coming up tomorrow on The Extra, I don't even remember.
I'm coming back, right? Am I coming back tomorrow?
You can come back. Oh,
I'm over here. I'm here all week.
Chef Franco, what happened with my calendar? Oh, that's right. Catherine Hammond will be here. Q&A with Catherine Hammond tomorrow. If you have questions for Catherine, she will answer them. That is tomorrow on The Extra on KRDO News Radio.